This is the Friday, February the 13th, 2009, regular session of Commissioners Court. We will start this morning with a few moments of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to speak to the court this morning? Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to record payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Aye. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are accounts payable.
You say that we need to, there's a check that we need to.
No, I just discussed that and I said no, no, no.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, oaths, deputation certificates, district attorney's opinion regarding unit road system personnel.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Those documents are approved to be recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the applications for use of our Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Ms. Whitaker?
Several. Okay. Okay, our first property is located in Commissioner Precinct 1. We have two bidders. Bidder number one has bid $300. Bidder number two has bid $3,000. The property is described as a 5.95 acre tract located in abstract 440, James Scott survey, fully described as the first tract in the petition deed, and it is also being assessed as a 2.9-acre tract by the Upshur County Appraisal District. It is located on Blackman Road. It was valued by the appraisal district at $27,860, and it was struck off at $7,838.
Motion to accept the $3,000 bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson, to accept the $3,000 bid on the 5.95 acres located in Abstract 440 of the James Scott survey. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
Okay, the second property is also located in Commissioner Precinct 1. The bid is at $6,100. And it is described as a tract of land located in the James Scott survey, Abstract 440. It began as a 46.1-acre tract, more or less, and the appraisal district has a residue of a 4.33-acre tract, more or less. It is located on Owl Road. The appraisal district had it valued at $27,060, and it is being struck off at $9,356.
Motion to accept the bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson, to accept the $6,100 bid for the residue of the 46.1 acres in Abstract 440 of the James Scott survey. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
$3,000, and it is a 4.482-acre tract located in Abstract 200, the William Herford Survey. It is located at 1316 Lane Street. It was appraised by the appraisal district at $16,170, and it struck off at $1,878.48.
Move to accept the $3,000 bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to accept the $3,000 bid on the 0.482 acres in the W.H. Herford. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Okay, our final tract has been rejected by another entity, so therefore it doesn't require any action.
Okay. Thank you, Donna. Item 4 is to hear from Jessica Stone from the Extension Office concerning her request for assistance in the cost of attending the beef cattle grazing school and to discuss and take action. Jessica?
I just received word yesterday that AM has reduced the cost from $350 to $150. So with that reduction, I'll be able to hopefully maneuver and be able to have enough money out of our budget.
Okay. And then as we get towards the end of the budget year, if your expense and travel line items start getting short, you know, you can come talk to us. But we do appreciate you spending your money first, your budgeted money first.
Yeah.
But we appreciate it. Thank you. No action required on item four. Item five is to discuss and take action regarding maintenance and care of the courthouse lawn.
I put this on the agenda, gentlemen. It's not only mowing, but it's also the maintenance of it, such as fertilizing, such as watering when it needs to be. And I would like the court to look at it for us to go out for bids for a lawn service to give us, at least give us a bid and see if it's feasible for us to hire one to take care of our courthouse. The past 2 weeks, I have observed people, one at least from out of state, taking pictures of our courthouse and also walking through our courthouse. And so it's embarrassing, really, to me that the courthouse lawn has got the shape it is in. And I'd like to see us at least look at going out for bids to see if it is, like I said, if it's feasible for us to do it. If there's any, not, no more discussion, well, my motion is to go out for bids for lawn service to see if we see what we can get.
If we did this, would we take the money out of the building maintenance department?
Yes.
Out of their budget?
Yes.
Yes.
Maintenance does it, but I've noticed that personal opinion is not getting done like it should be.
So if we did this, it would free up some time for Mr. Daniels to do to focus on other areas.
Well, Mr. Daniels knows, I understand, where the sprinkler system is, the timer. I mean, he could do that, but I'd like to see somebody more professional to know what kind of fertilizer to use and when to use it.
And do you want the, when you say go out for bids, do you want it to bid just on courthouse lawn or?
I'd like to see it on the courthouse lawn and the library. And maintenance take care of the rest of it.
Well, the library is not on the agenda.
Well, I'll restate that then for the courthouse.
Couldn't we, instead of advertising, couldn't we just see Mr. Loftus, Glenn, and get one to give us an idea of what this thing would cost? Or?
Yeah. Well, I'm not for sure that Mr. Loftus is in the lawn mower business. I know he's sprinklers and that, but that's what I would like to see, that someone does mowing all the time to know the weed eating, the mowing and such, and et cetera.
Who's Mr. Loftus?
How much does it cost us to advertise?
He done our slot at the library.
What's the fee for us, legal notifications? You know what it cost?
That ad, probably about $120. Well, I mean, I guess my question is, do we all need to sit down with Mr. Daniels together and ask him why it's not getting taken care of the way we think it should?
Well, I briefly spoke to him yesterday afternoon. He said that he's only got himself and three employees, and one of them is handicapped in such a way that if they have to work on opposite sides of a wall where it requires two, this individual can't converse back and forth or whatever. So he's only got three that he can depend on, and he's got that one there that he can only depend on certain circumstances or whatever. So he says he's really shorthanded is what it is, and he told me, he said that's the reason he came to the court this budget year and requested another employee to be hired or whatever. And you know, the budget being what it was, we just couldn't see to hire another employee in that department. I asked him about getting the inmates out of the jail, and he said he only had access to one inmate right now at this point in time.
Sometimes we have three, high as four, and right. Sometimes, you know, we don't have any.
Which it was hard for me to understand with the capacity of our jail, why he could only get one out of there, or whatever. But being what it is, you know, our courthouse lawn does look bad out there. It does need to be. I mean, I travel around this part of the state or whatever, and I have not found another one that looks like this. So And I don't see where we could go with Mr. Loftus and get him to give us a price of what it would cost us for him to do it if we didn't actually go out for bid, so.
If we spend less than $25,000, you can.
I think it would be.
But talking about taking it out of maintenance, I don't know where you're going to take it out of maintenance at. I mean, this is actually a budget item. And I had thought about that last year, the judge and I talked about it, but the money just wasn't there.
I certainly have concerns about our lawn, and I have talked to the judge and I've talked to different people about it. I'm going to be taking a jailer class starting the end of next week for the next 2 or 3 weeks and however long it lasts, I can't remember sure. And my intentions has been that after I do that, then I can definitely get some inmates and help on the courthouse lawn. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to do it. And so, I mean, I'm not opposed to taking a bid to see what it'll cost us, you know. But at the same time that I'm I don't think that I'm gonna. I feel like that's one of the reasons that I was taking this. And so,
are you gonna be available all the time though to do this?
I will. My intentions was to if it got to the point where we needed it, that I would be.
Yeah, because this is not going to be just the courthouse we're talking
about. That's right.
I know
that's right.
It's only on the courthouse. It's on the right. Agenda for the courthouse only.
But it's the Justice Center and the JP building at Gladewater. And you know, it's all of the
library.
That's been part of my intentions from the start, so.
I'll second the motion that Mr. Campbell's made.
Well,
just to give us an idea of what we're looking at.
Have you talked to counties of similar population like
Woodcast, Marion,
surrounding counties to see what they do to maintain their
laws?
Have y'all looked into that?
I haven't.
Most of them use inmates. Longview does.
Here's my concern. We got four people working in building maintenance. Commissioner's Court is responsible for building maintenance.
Right.
And why are we fixing to pay somebody else to take care of our lawn when we're already paying four employees? And if there's a problem, then I think the court should be taking care of it.
Well, I do think we got a problem.
And if that means that we get Mr. Daniels up here and discuss it with him, that's what I think, you know, we ought to do. I just, you know, the reason we didn't give an additional employee last year to building maintenance is because I think we thought then that we could, four was enough, and we were, money was already tight, and so if the court wants to bid it, we can bid it. I need to make sure I understand the motion, because I don't disagree about the lawn at all. I mean, the lawn needs some help, but I just wanted to, you know, give you my idea of what I was thinking. Now, the options are we could let Commissioner Campbell go talk to someone that does lawn service and report back to us. It's probably going to cost something like this, or we can actually go through the bidding process.
I'd be more than happy to at least find 2 to 3 people that does lawn service and get a bid on per mowing of what they would do the courthouse lawn for.
I think that would
come back with the court.
And that will keep us from having to pay for the advertising. I mean, I think that'd be good.
This is what I'm saying, one way or the other. The court needs to decide this, or let's go out for bids and at least get to see if it's feasible to do.
Well, you want to just do the research on your own and see what you can come up with different.
I'd be more than happy to.
If you'll just rescind your motion, we'll maintenance. Just put you in charge of getting some estimates.
Well, I'll rescind my motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion to put you in charge of getting us some estimates to find out what it would cost.
And then we'll just say this, that if it looks like the cost could approach, I'm going to, you know, anywhere near $25,000 right. per year, then we, you know, if that's what the research shows, then we do have to bid
right.
it. So.
Okay. And awesome. I'm going to say if we're not less than $15,000, that.
I'm really going to say
yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Instead of hiring
another employee versus this, is it cheaper, is what I'm...
That's what I was fixing to say. We could, we know at some point in time, according to Mr. Daniels, we're probably going to have to hire another employee to help his department out. By going this route here, at least we'll know what we're going to be spending for the lawn maintenance part, and that may be far less than what it would cost the county to hire another employer for that department.
Well, maybe I need to just, you know, spend a 40-hour week with them, but I find it difficult to believe that four men can't take care of the maintenance.
One other thing that I would like to ask of the court before I do this is consider, say, October through March, mow the yard, the lawn one time, April through September, mow it at least twice. This is what I'm saying, is give these people an idea of what they're going to be doing and how many times. If this rounds up at 18 times a year, that they would be mowing the lawn.
You're going to need to...
twice a month.
I think road up Glenn, please.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's not quite enough through April through September. I think we need once a week.
That's what I'm saying. Through the court, what y'all thought.
Yeah, I think once a week needs... you know, and that's edging and weed eating and...
Right. And then treat it in the... Like this time of the year when they fertilize it and treat it, and then in the fall.
Right.
Okay.
Ask Lynn, what you're saying is you want to see if hiring using a lawn service would be cheaper than hiring an additional employee to build things. Is that correct?
Yes, compared to the hire another employee, compared to the price of what the lawn service would do it for.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay. The motion is by Commissioner Crabtree. The second is by Commissioner Crittenden. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And the motion was to allow or ask Commissioner Campbell to do some research and get some estimates on what it would cost for lawn maintenance. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to accept till, pintail, and canvasback into the county road maintenance inventory, as all have successfully completed the 2-year waiting period.
I move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to accept these roads into the waiting period. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
And thank you, gentlemen.
Item 7 is to discuss and take action to determine which personal property removed from the old jail is salvage or surplus property available for sale and which is waste. The code requires that we designate the property as waste if we're going to dispose of it. If it is salvage or surplus, then we have to save it for our next auction. And I'll say, I've looked at it down there. At first, I thought some of those chairs maybe we could work with, but the backs are broken off of them.
Yeah, and they've been well worked over.
Now, I think there are still some, and I think the books that were water damaged are not any good. We could throw those away, but some of those legal books, we talked about this before, sometimes people just like them sitting on the shelf. They look...
The boxes with dry books in them are auction material, and the rest of that stuff down there, in my opinion, was all trash.
Okay.
Excuse me. I asked the gentleman to put this on the agenda because I didn't want to be the only one making the decision which was waste, which was available for resale. So I asked him to say if I possibly have one or two other commissioners go through that with me and just say, yeah, this is trash and this is not. That way it's eliminated and taken care of. We've moved a lot of stuff already over the Rock Building, which is possibly not be resold. Some of that other stuff down there, I just want second or third
opinion. So you just want to meet us down there and go through it? That's fine. We'll just do that.
Who wants to do that?
I don't mind doing it.
Okay. No more than two of us.
Right.
Okay.
Judge, is there any way that we could we could take that stuff instead of having to publicly on one day auction up, have like maybe a sealed bid on some of that stuff where it could be set out, where it could be, the public could come and view it and write down a sealed bid as to, for example, those books that they might want. And we could open that up and
won't take a lot of time.
The problem is, I mean, I think that's a good idea, but I think the hang up would be that somebody's going to have to be there available to show it to whoever wants to look at it.
And if it's presented in the Rock Building, I mean, you know, we're talking about the JP's office or whatever is always over there, and I understand we can't obligate them for this, but maybe we could talk to them about making an employee available to go down and open an area up so the public can come in and look at it or whatever.
See, it'd be downstairs, down.
Well, some of it's both places, probably.
We can. Why don't we discuss auction things when it's on the agenda, okay, though? But it's a good idea. So, do y'all want to take action on that, on allowing Commissioner Crabtree and the auditor to determine what's waste and surplus?
I entertain that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Just so I understand, are we going to go ahead and remove all that out of the hallway at this time now and take it on down there?
Whenever maintenance has an opportunity to get it moved out, they'll move it out.
What if you make a decision while it's in the hallway? Before
we'll separate out what is trash.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Made us to discuss and take action to advertise for bids for road and bridge materials. Oil and grease supply, plant mix asphalt, oil dirt, hot mix asphalt, and hot oil sand, rental of various types of equipment, emulsified asphalt, refined oil, reinforced concrete, corrugated polyethylene, and steel pipe culverts, gasoline and diesel fuel, and seal coat materials. Bubba, I believe, would also like to bid gravel. Is that correct? Okay. Bubba, would those specs be available next week from Road and Bridge?
Yeah, probably. So you can have them back by end of March.
Okay. I was going to tell you that and tell the commissioners that we could do this. We could open these bids on either March the 16th or the 31st. We've got time to get it done by the 16th, but your vendors may need more time than that. Okay. And I can send them to Road and Bridge Department for the specs. Is that correct? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we go after bids for the items that's listed in item number 8 for all bids to be received by March the 30th and to be opened on March the 31st. Commissioner
Court
meeting.
Second.
Is that crushed gravel or is that gravel at the pit or?
Well, probably crushed.
Okay.
Will you add gravel to your motion?
I'll add the gravel to my motion.
All right.
That'll be item H then, right?
Yes. Who seconded that?
I did.
Is there any type of gravel that you want to go out for bid for? A specific type of size?
Yeah, we'll probably go out for a bit of larger than 2 inches. Why I ask for that is because we've been buying some different vendors around. Now they've kind of cleared out. The one that's left is really pretty high. We've been buying
And as long as, let me make sure I'm correct on this, when somebody comes in and sets up a crusher and they're digging gravel around close, as long as we don't spend $25,000 with them, we can buy from them, correct? Because a lot of times they'll be closer and that we may actually get a better deal from them than we will through our bid. So, but if we go out for bids on this, can we still buy from someone that comes in and sets up a temporary crusher?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not going to have the appearance of what they call piecemealing, I believe is what they call it. So as we buy all along that year of whatever.
You mean more than $25,000 in any 1 year period? One budget year period?
That's correct.
That's right. You can't, what you can't do, let's say that Mr. Stegall is hauling dirt for us in his dump truck, and he, and then one time during the summer, and we've spent like $24,000 with him on dump truck that was bid. And then he says, well, I've got $2,000 worth of gravel if y'all would like to buy that. We cannot buy that $2,000 worth of gravel from him because we've already spent $24,000 with him. Even if one's dump truck hauling and one's gravel, you can't spend more than $25,000 with any vendor without it being bid.
Right.
Correct. In any one budget year.
Right. So that was my concern because we haven't been bidding gravel. And I just want to make sure that we can still buy from one of these guys that come in from out of town and set up a local. I mean, we'll be buying local gravel, but they'll just be handling it. Okay. Because it's relatively common for them to...
Can I clarify the question? If we accept a bid from a vendor,
mm-hmm.
Your question was, can we purchase items from a different vendor?
Right.
That didn't bid.
Now, it'll be at less than our bid price, though. Because, I mean, that's the reason that we do...
I think once you've accepted the bid to purchase items from that vendor, I don't think you can purchase from another vendor. But I'm not sure on that.
Well, see, that was what I was thinking.
I think if it's less than the bid price, I think you... I don't know. I'm not going to say...
I think to keep it where it's not confusing, we just need to go with the people that bid. It's going to be put out there. It's going to be known to the public.
it just seems strange if you can get it for a lower price.
There's a lot of times that the gravel pit is within a mile or two of where we want it. And if we've got a bid, we have to drive 20 miles over here for it. We're going to save a lot of money if we buy it.
Right.
That trucking is too much difference.
As long as we're working within the boundaries of the law.
That's right. That's right.
I think no matter what, I believe it is a good idea to go out and get a bid on this gravel.
Okay. All right.
And if there's some kind of clause in there about that, or would you put some kind of clause in there about buying from somebody else too?
Only if that clause is legal, we can put it in there.
Well, I know, you know, like on your trucks, if this trucking company can't get to you, then you go to the next bid, the next lowest bid.
Yeah, there's going to be 10 different people that come in and set up crushers in the county in this next budget or during this budget, you know, and that's a wild guess, you know, nobody knows, but the more drilling locations that are going on, the more they're going to set crushers up.
In the same respect, if you accept a bid from a bidder and then go out and undercut him, because he's putting his good faith in the county.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Maybe we shouldn't go up for bids.
We'll check on that and see.
Okay. We'll advertise for bids, and if we don't want to accept it, we don't have to. That's the best thing for us to do.
And I'll know before then. I'll know before then if we can buy from a non-bidder.
Yeah, because in this case, you could have two people that bid, and you'd have eight vendors out there, and they wait to see what the bid is, and they say, well, we know the can is going to be within a couple of miles of our place. We'll just... We'll quote the county this price here, whatever. And then you just nullified the purpose of going out for bids.
No.
Well,
no, the purpose of going out for bids is to obtain the lowest price for the county.
Right, but if you...
So if we get a lower price...
But that's outside the bidding period then. That's what I'm saying.
But we've met the objective.
I still don't think it's... I don't think it's good. As long as we're going out for bids, we need to stick with those that bid and those that don't bid.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to take the lowest price for the county.
County money, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. That's...
But I'll find out what the law allows.
Did you make a motion?
5 o'clock.
Did you make a motion? You second?
I made a motion. Glenn second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to bid our road and bridge materials. Specs available from the Road and Bridge Department. Bids to be received by March the 30th at 5 p.m. and opened in the Commissioner's Court meeting on March the 31st. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.